Forum is Talk 5. We are here, and we will take your calls. You can still make them tonight, although it's a kind of a different format. When we're at the Liberty Forum, we are at an amazing conference with hundreds of great people, and we've got an empty seat. So we always want to fill that seat with interesting people, and a lot of those interesting people are folks who are officially speaking at the Liberty Forum, though not always. Sometimes we'll just bring folks in because we've run into them, and they've got an interesting story to tell as well. And Jeff Tucker has taken off, by the way, so Mark returns to the second mic.
Yeah, finally I get my chair back.
You know, he's pretty good, Mark. You shouldn't have introduced
he
him.
He probably won't work for what I work for, buddy.
Yeah, that's a good point. So we'll talk to you about anything. 855-450-FREE. We'll get to some more of our guests here in a moment. Let's go quickly to Seth listening in Orlando. He's got an update on a case we've talked about in the past, the Mark Schmitter case. Seth, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. How are you doing, guys?
Let me give our listeners a quick update on who Mark Schmitter is, what the case is about. This is an Orlando story where an activist was doing jury nullification outreach outside of the courthouse in town there, and one of the judges decided to have him arrested for that, ended up charging him with jury tampering. He is, and I believe, is that a felony? Do you recall, Seth?
I don't know if it's a felony or not. All I know is he's in a cage now for 145 days.
The original sentence was 180 days. He went in for a couple weeks previously, was able to file an appeal and be released on appeal, and that was several months ago. Now, all of a sudden, the judge has thrown him back into the cage. What information can you give us about that?
Well, it was on a rule. I'm reading I recommend people go to the site facebook.com. We are Mark Schmitter, and he's basically back in there for a rule that's been overturned. It says right on the site. So this guy is a tyrant. He's an evil man. He knows nothing about freedom. And we've got to get him out of power. It's an abomination what he's doing, because it could happen to any one of us. It really could.
Absolutely, it can. Although thankfully we're here in New Hampshire, where jury nullification outreach happens on a regular basis, completely unmolested. But you know, it's terrible what happened to Mark, and it's also the same thing that happened to Julian Heichlin, who is another well-known jury nullification activist who was so persecuted by this very same judge. Julian Heichlin left the country. And I think he moved to Israel.
Okay, that's correct. Right. Yeah.
So Mark Schmitter now serving the remainder of his sentence, even though there's still an appeal pending.
Exactly. Right. That's what we couldn't understand. Why does he have to go back to jail for 145 days if this case is being appealed? And I wanted to know if you guys knew anything about the system and how it works. And is there any way that we can get him out ahead of time? You know, but there's no bail.
No, it makes no sense to me at all that he's
it's crazy.
Being locked up for that.
Well, you know, the same thing. Now, was it Superior Court, by the way?
No, I don't think so.
No. Okay. So District Court?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Normally in district court in New Hampshire, now every state's different. In New Hampshire, the district court will let you out on appeal as long as the appeal is in process. The Superior Court, however, they threw my butt in jail when I told them I intended to appeal. I thought they were going to let me stay out, but they didn't. So really, it seems to just all depend on the judge and their mood. My experience has been they can do whatever they want to, and that they'll get away with it, and that there's no consequence for these judges, even if Belvin Perry, the judge in question, is actually overturned by some other judge. There won't be any professional consequences for him. And I wish we had more time for you, Seth, but I appreciate your call and the update on that case. And you said it was me. We are Mark Schmitter on Facebook for updates?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Thanks. Everyone you know, who's in the area, please go to that site. And we're going to plan a rally on Monday. We've
Great.
Already alerted the media, and hopefully we
I hope you don't get arrested at the rally, and I appreciate the call tonight. Keep us in the loop, Seth, and look forward to talking to you soon. The guys from Orlando doing some great work down there, and it's terrible that people are getting arrested for handing out information in front of a courthouse. Now, we've got all kinds of interesting people to talk to here tonight, and Kira Peekoff is one of them. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for
having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Is this your first time in New Hampshire?
This is. I had never been north of Massachusetts before today.
Well, welcome, and I hope you're enjoying yourself so far. You're an author.
Yes.
And you just, I guess, recently published your first book.
Yes, it came out last year in hardcover all across the country in the U.S. and Canada, and it just came out in December in paperback.
And tell me about it. What's it called?
The book is called Living Proof, and it's a dystopian thriller set in the year 2027 when destroying an embryo has become first-degree murder. Mm. So government has become very involved in our lives and heavily restricts a lot of our activities, not unlike today, but in a much more extreme way, although I hope a plausible way. And in this world, all stem cell research is banned because that involves the destruction of a five-day-old embryo. Mm. So the conflict in the book hinges on a woman trying to facilitate illegal research who at the same time is being investigated by a government agent who she falls in love with.
Now, isn't there aren't there stem cells that you could do research with that aren't from embryos? I don't know everything about this.
Yeah, there are two kinds, adult stem cells and embryonic stem cells.
Okay.
Adult stem cells are not contested in any way because they come from mature tissue types.
Right.
But embryonic stem cells, of course, are very controversial, though they do hold more potential for research because they can become any cell in the body.
Hmm. So they can be used in what theory to clone things?
There's a lot of therapeutic potential there. They can develop into heart or nerve or muscle cells, and mm-hmm. then those cells can then be used to bring about a transplant for example, spinal cord injuries. There was a clinical trial last year in which two blind women had been injected with retinal cells developed from embryonic stem cells and have gained back some sight.
Hmm. Now, these stem cells, I mean, they're valuable for research, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if they have value, does that mean, I know that, you know, the blood bank advertises with radio stations, so they have a budget for advertising to get human blood. Doesn't that incentivize abortion clinics to advertise for abortions?
I'm not really sure how it relates to research.
Okay, so the stem cells must come from embryos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those embryos have to be from, you know, babies that didn't make it in some way or another. Is that right?
Well, one of the biggest sources of these cells are leftover embryos from attempts at in vitro fertilization.
Okay.
Which there are many, many of those attempts because,
yeah.
you know, a
it
lot of
infertile well.
families, yeah, and they end up taking about 15 to 20 embryos to create in the lab and only use about 2 to 3 of them. So there's many from each of these couples left over that are discarded as medical waste, mm-hmm. which could go to the research.
I see. Interesting.
I think the government needs to stay the hell out of doctors' offices. But, you know, I want to talk more about being an author. You know, it's your first book. So mm-hmm. how did you get from 0 to 1? That's a really difficult process, as I understand it.
Yeah, it was a very difficult process. I knew I wanted to write a book about this because I have a background in journalism, and one story I did was in Washington, D.C., covering President Bush's very first veto, which was denying funding for stem cell research. So I got the idea for this book because I thought, what if future conservatives decide that we shouldn't just limit the research, we should actually outlaw it altogether to be consistent with the position that destroying an embryo is murder? So this world came to mind and this character who's struggling in it. So once I was excited about this idea, I took a year off after college and wrote the book full time. And then I spent about 3 years after that editing and revising before I was able to find an agent, and then another year to find a publisher.
So you were sending out copies of the book to various different places. And was it the old story that you hear is like,
yeah.
you get a, you know, 100 no's before you get a yes?
Was yes, it absolutely. Like it was the difficult publishing road where I thought I was going to give up mm-hmm. many times and just kept pushing through until I found an agent who loved the project and finally a publisher who did as well. So you only need one yes.
So when you write one of these books, how do you know when it's done? How do you know when it's polished enough for sending? Does somebody tell you? I mean, how do you know? How do you know that this is the publishable product?
I think that's a great question. And as any kind of artist will tell you, you always want to keep going back and editing, and you're never satisfied, and it never feels done. I can't remember who said this quote, but one famous writer, it might have been Mark Twain, said, if you're taking out a comma in the morning and putting it back in the afternoon, then you know you're done. I got to a point where I'd gone through so many revisions, and I had worked with an outside editor before I started to try to get an agent, who then gave me more edits to make. At that point, I finally felt this is as good as it's going to get, and it executes the vision I had for the story.
So how does somebody go find this online? How do they find out more? You know, where do they find the book?
You can find the book on Amazon. It's called Living Proof. It's on Barnes & Noble's website, and you can go to my website, which is my name, pierrepeikoff.com.
PEIKOFF, Peikoff.
Right.
HeroPeakOff.com. Also, if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, we've got Amazon links there. So if our listeners want to pick up Living Proof, your debut novel, they'll be able to do that, and we'll get a cut of it, too. So
cool.
Thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you so much for having
really
me.
Really appreciate it. I hope you enjoy the rest of the Liberty Forum.
Definitely, I will.
All right, more coming up here, 855, 453. I just saw Vermin Supreme walk in the room. He talks about it.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
And you are invited to take control of the airwaves here. You can still call in, bring up anything you want, even though we are loaded up with guests to discuss various issues with, who many of whom are speakers at the Liberty Forum. That's where we're broadcasting live from tonight. We're in the basement of the building, and we will, of course, take your calls at 855-450-CREED. That number is toll-free, and it is brought to you by SACL CAI. Oh, sorry, Mark. Let's try that one more time.
The Mortgage Minute guy wants you to know that the FHA is changing its rules on how it makes loans, and they're probably not going to be as favorable to borrowers as they are now. You need to take advantage of the best rates the markets had to offer in a, you know, in my lifetime, and take advantage of these better rules. You have until April the 1st of this year in order to do it. I don't have all the specifics, but they do at the Mortgage Minute Guy at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. And either the Mortgage Minute Guy or one of his professionals will help you out in every way. All you have to do is give them a call. I've got the telephone number here. They'll give you the rundown. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. If you're going to get a home loan, whether it's a refi or a new loan, you want to do it by the April 1st if you can.
All right, so again, 855-450-FREE. We're at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. For those that don't know, you can go to nhlibertyforum.com to learn more about this event. It happens on a yearly basis. If you couldn't make it this time around, well, hopefully we've been able to give you a taste of what it's like to be here with the amazing people, many of whom are already Free State Project participants. Many are also considering becoming Free State Project participants. Some have made the move. Some are planning a move. Some aren't quite sure yet. And there's also wonderful special guests that are here throughout the week. And we've had a number of them sitting in with us here tonight. And we're going to continue with those interviews. We've got Thaddeus Russell, who is the author of A Renegade History of the United States. His website is ThaddeusRussell.com. And Thaddeus, good evening. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to have you here. Tell us about your book, A Renegade History of the United States.
My book's about freedom.
I like it.
How about that? My book's about freedom and where it came from. My book explains that many of the freedoms that Americans take for granted came from the lowest orders of society. People like prostitutes and criminals and gangsters.
Now, weren't you on the John Stossel show talking about this book?
I was indeed.
Yeah, this is the first place I heard about it.
Yeah.
You're on the Stossel
show. More than once. Yeah.
And, you know, frankly, many of the many of the freedoms that we enjoy today would have been considered horrifying to these classes. You know, things like gambling and, you know, dating before you get married, things like this. And what, it's hookers we have to thank for this?
Sure. Yeah. So in the 19th century, it was not okay for a respectable woman to go out in public without a male chaperone. How about that?
Right. Yeah.
Only prostitutes did that.
Hmm.
Well, now it's taken for granted, of course.
It's taken totally for granted,
right?
Like, it's not even, you don't even consider it, you know?
It was not okay. It was considered a threat to the patriarchy in the 19th century for women to make wages that were comparable to or higher than men's wages.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, prostitutes said that as well because there's such a favorable market for their product.
Sure. And now, actually, I've read the statistic that women in the lowest age cell, 18 to 24, are actually making more than their male counterparts in that bracket. So,
yeah.
You know, turned around.
That's right. Yeah. Well, so prostitutes did all these things. They went into public alone. They made money. They owned real estate. Things you weren't supposed to do as a respectable woman. They did those things shamelessly.
How did they own real estate? Because this is kind of interesting. My mother, she still has, like, my dad's name, like Mrs. My dad's name,
yeah,
on some of her credit cards. My dad's been dead years, and they've been divorced many more.
They did it by not being married. So married women had no property rights in the marriage.
Okay.
Right. So that's what allowed them to do that. And of course, they made so much money in these favorable markets, mm-hmm, for their product. They accumulated capital, and a lot of them, the brothel owners, the so-called madams, they invested a lot of that money into real estate, especially in the West. They owned much of the West in the 19th century.
Interesting.
So how did it go from, that to what we have today? I mean, how did it go from prostitutes doing these things openly acceptance?
First of all, yes. Gradually they started adopting these styles. Women, normal and respectable women, adopted the styles gradually in the 20th century. They became more and more respectable. People at the time, early on, there was a hysteria about young women in the early 20th century doing things that only prostitutes had done, like, mm-hmm, wear dresses above their knees, et cetera. Like
it was a big deal.
It was a huge deal.
The writers in New York at the time, during the time of Prohibition, you know, it was crazy. This was women with short hair and stuff.
This was the first sexual revolution, right? Now, all of those styles that were became respectable in the 20th century were all pioneered by prostitutes. And in fact, if you look at the newspapers of the time, there's complaints that this is what's happening. You know, normal society women are now dressing like whores.
Well, you hear it now with the you'll hear things about the styles that are going on. I know that there's the bedazzled shirts that say like porn star and stuff on them, right. And you know, it's shocking to certain groups. And you know, I was going to say, I find it a little weird too.
Right. So the symbol of prostitution in the 19th century was the red dress. It was called the scarlet shame of the streetwalker. Well, who wears the red dress now? The first lady.
It's interesting. Now, besides hookers, I mean, as interesting as they are, there have to be, you know, some other groups that I'm into. I remember pirates. I remember you were talking about pirates.
Yeah, so pirates came to the shores of the United States, well, America, in the late colonial period, and settled in a lot of the port cities like Philadelphia, New York, Boston, Charleston. And they brought with them a very libertine culture that they brought from the boats.
They haven't seen women in months.
Right. So, well, and what's interesting is one of the cultures that they brought was what we would now call homosexuality. They didn't call it that at the time. They called it sodomy.
Okay.
But there was a quite a large gay culture.
Gets lonely on those boats.
On those boats, and they brought those to shore. So actually,
they had young men, really young, they had boys that would go be on these boats too.
That's right. Yeah. So, but we have quite a lot of evidence of what we would call open homosexuality on the streets of early American cities. And it's probable that that culture was brought here, at least in part, by pirates.
Now, Winston Churchill has some kind of quote regarding, like, you know, the English Navy is built on rum and sodomy. I mean, isn't there something like that?
Yes, there is. Yeah, there are actually books written about this. Yes, exactly.
Right. So he wasn't kidding.
Yes, there was quite a libertine culture in the early American cities, not just homosexuality, but sex outside of marriage was very common. Drinking was rampant. You know, interracial relations were common in the early saloons. All those things went away.
In saloons,
in brothels and on the streets. There's a lot of interracial integration that people aren't aware of in the early American cities. What did away with that? The rise of, guess what, the nation state.
Okay, so how did the nation state go about doing that?
The founding fathers said, well, if we're going to be self-regulating individuals, right, mm-hmm. This is classical liberalism, this is kind of my critique of libertarianism, mm-hmm. actually, we're going to have to do away with all that kind of behavior. We're going to have to be very regulated, very puritanical, uh-huh. if we're going to operate this free democratic society, right?
And so, to some extent, it's just giving a nod to the people that want to control other people through religious means.
Right, so the founding fathers, you have to be clear about this, they did not ever advocate state action against that behavior, mm-hmm. but they did create a culture in which it was considered to be necessary to take action. So what happened was the local states and then eventually the federal government did take action. So in fact, prostitutes were rounded up first in the early 19th century.
Now, well, I know we've got plenty of libertines in this movement, so I wouldn't be too concerned about that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
In Conceived at Liberty.
Yes and no, yeah.
In Conceived at Liberty, Murray Rothbard talks about a very culturally conservative group that came up in the New England area.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's the Puritan culture. But, of course, people don't understand it's still very much a part of our culture today.
Puritanism is
still very central to what I would call our formal culture. The stuff that politicians say, what our business leaders say, what our teachers in public schools say. It's all essentially Puritanism dressed up as secularism.
Thaddeus, folks can go to your website, ThaddeusRussell.com, learn more about you and the book there. It sounds like a really entertaining read, and I appreciate your time tonight.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up here live from the 2013 Liberty Forum. More here in moments from Nashua, New Hampshire.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago, starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neoferra. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neoferra.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neoferra.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. We can still sneak a call or two in here as we continue from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum for the final night of three nights. It's always a pleasure and an honor to be here, to be part of this event, to be able to meet with hundreds of other people who love the ideas of freedom. Lots of great speeches and panel discussions. Of course, Tom Woods has taken the stage now to be the keynote address. We had him on earlier in the program tonight. So, we'll take your calls if you would like to make them. But we've also got interesting people to talk to. And I did see Vermin Supreme walking around here. He's actually here to present his movie, Vote Jesus, which should be pretty entertaining. Mark, you actually got to see it earlier.
Yeah, that's right. I got to have a chance to talk to Vermin.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Right. I can't wait to talk to him.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I don't know if we're going to get him or not. We may. He has been kind of milling about. So we've also got Declan McCullough in the studio, and Declan is an author at CNET.com, and he's been pretty prolific online as far as covering various different liberty related issues like online freedoms. I think Declan, you're like the go-to guy when it comes to covering SOPA, CISPA, you name whatever government oppression that is being put out there. You're one of the first people that's covering it. You do a really good job at researching your articles. I know we've read a number of them on the air over the years here at Free Talk Live, but this is not your first time at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, if I'm recalling correctly. What's it been, a few years since you've...
It has been a few years. This is either my third or fourth time. I have clear memories of two previous times. There might have been a third that I can't remember as well. But no, it's always a pleasure to be here. It feels like coming home.
Now, a lot of people say that about New Hampshire when they get here, and they feel like the people here are a family that they've never known. But you've been here previously just to sort of report on things. I don't think you've spoken before. Is this your first speaking gig?
That's right. And the last I was here in 2008, for instance, and that was nice because it coincided with the New Hampshire primary, and so I was able to cover that for my employer CNET, and also stay at the hotel and cover the Liberty Forum itself.
Now, for a reporter, this has to be kind of a strange situation. I mean, you go around, you hunt around for people to talk to and stories to write about and that kind of thing. Rarely are reporters asked to please go up to the front of the room and tell us, about this issue or that issue. What's that like?
Well, it's pretty common for reporters to go on panels, but it's generally as a moderator, not so much as a speaker. But I've done it before, and it's fun. If someone thinks I might actually have something interesting to say, it's very flattering, and so I try to do a good job. I actually went through for the speech I did today. It was on media bias. I went through the history of I went through some theories of media bias and why what might account for it. But I also went through and looked at the history of media coverage of the Free State Project, and even from the get go, it was the coverage. This was in October 2002. The first article anywhere started talking about how there was going to be secession. You're going to privatize utilities. You're going to eliminate all gun laws.
Sounds okay to me.
if you think that convicted felons should not be carrying loaded firearms in, say, courthouses, I don't know. I mean, things like
that.
It
does sound like a pretty radical stand. Yeah.
Some people in this hotel might agree with it, but it's not something that first I think is that was actually the proposition of the Free State Project. So factually, it was incorrect. And also, even if it was the was the position, they never communicated it. And it would be a pretty stupid thing to say if you actually want the natives, because New Hampshire was not even chosen at that time to welcome you.
Mm-hmm.
So the journalist exaggerated or made it up or something. So that was just a little look at the history of the coverage of this movement.
Outstanding.
So, as far as the sort of technology reporting, how is it that you rose? You managed to bubble up to the top and take CNET with you on this one. I mean, a lot of people want to do technology reporting, but Declan McCullough's name always comes up.
Oh, you're kind to say so. I'm not sure if that's really true, but there.
Well, you got somebody else. I can't think of them.
Well, it helps just be. I was doing this early on. I mean, honestly, I like to think that I'm good at my job, but it's just that if I've been doing this since the 1990s, I've seen a lot of issues come and go, and I have some of the background to be able to put things in perspective. I mean, right now, I had a bunch of stories last year that talked about how the FBI wanted to, present tense, to expand its surveillance authority over the Internet and perhaps convince Internet companies to insert backdoors into their software. Mm. And it really helped to live through the 1990s when the FBI was trying to do the same thing to telecommunications companies, as telephone companies back then. Another thing is I have a technical background. I'm a programmer. It does. It doesn't help you really analyze law that much. It helps a little, but at least you understand the effects of the law, and you understand what you're writing about. Because if you have journalists who are English majors versus journalists who have technical backgrounds, all else being equal, I'll pick the one that has a technical background.
So what's your prediction as far as the government wants very badly to get in and rule the internet? It knows that there's things moving back and forth on that internet super highway and the tubes and stuff, and we've got to stop it. And what's your prediction?
Well, I don't look at things that holistically. So I'm not going to give you a, this is what's going to happen. I look at things kind of subject by subject. This is just the way my mind works. Maybe it's not a good way. But I look at things like, well, how is the debate going on copyright? And a year ago, was this a year and a month ago, the internet activists defeated the Stop Online Piracy Act, SOPA, and the Senate version called Protect IP, mm-hmm. or PIPA. And that was really a high watermark in internet activism. It was activism of the sort that I hadn't seen since the Communications Decency Act days,
when the
15
people were,
years ago.
The SOPA was when people were blacking out their websites in protest. Right.
I mean, what it would do was, would allow, if enacted, and it was not, it would allow the Attorney General to come up with a list of websites that are deemed pirate sites and off-limits, and that would be taken to a court, and the court could order internet service providers to make them invisible. It would be invisible to ad networks. It would be invisible via the domain name system or DNS. So they'd virtually disappear from the internet. And this was very controversial. And you had Craigslist and Wikipedia blacking out their homepages or going dark. Google put an alert on their homepage. Mm-hmm. There was a really remarkable effort from Silicon Valley companies and internet users. Over 10 million internet users participated in the protest. It actually crashed the Senate website. And senators were just started turning away in droves. I have never seen this before. The beginning of the day, on the day of the protest, you had dozens of sponsors of the legislation in the Senate. By the end of the day, it had dwindled down to a minority of senators. That was a high watermark for copyright. We can talk about other things like there's the surveillance debate, there's drones, there's free speech.
Well, as far as freedom on the internet, I've always trusted the geeks to keep us safe. From the government.
They've done a pretty good job so far.
They've done a great job. Now, speaking of geeks, you met a couple of them this afternoon here at the Liberty Forum in the vendor area, and you decided to write an article about the Bitcoin ATM. We had one of their creators on earlier tonight.
Oh, great.
We're talking to Zach Harvey. And, you know, what do you, not so much about the ATM itself, but what do you think about Bitcoin? I mean, as the tech writer, I mean, pretty impressive.
I was on the Cypherpunks mailing list in the 1990s, and that's when a lot of the technology was really just being discussed, because it was new then. And a cryptographer actually published the first idea for bitcoins in 1998.
Hmm. But I'd heard about this publication.
Yeah, it took a decade for someone, a probably pseudonymous programmer, to turn that sketch into a much more detailed reality, and that happened circa 2008 with the introduction of Bitcoin. Now, actually, what does this mean? We should continue this discussion.
We can here in moments. More with Declan McCullough, the Bitcoin. We'll get his thoughts. And if we can sneak in Vermin Supreme, he's running around out there. We'll try to get him in toward the very end of the show. We'll also maybe get one of your calls if you make it at 855-453, but can't promise you at this late in the game. The remaining segment from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum is coming up next. This is Free Talk Live.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
TravelGuard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. You can go to nhlibertyforum.com to learn more about this event. If you missed it, well, come next year. And don't forget to come to Pork Fest. Registration is open for Pork Fest, and it's specially discounted, I think, through this weekend at porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com, as in the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's the summertime event, so the weather is quite different, and we'll be outside, we'll be on a campground, and Declan McCullough is joining us here tonight from CNET.com, also News.com is their other version of their site. And Declan, great writer. You've really followed the field of technology and freedom kind of together over the years, and I've always appreciated the work that you've done, and you've actually come to these events before just to cover the event. So you're kind of here to do that, but at the same time you're speaking as well. You actually just published an article moments ago, I guess, a few hours ago, over at news.com, and it is called Need Bitcoins? This ATM Takes Dollars and Funds Your Account, all about the Bitcoin ATM that's on display up in the vendor area. And that's what we were asking you about just a moment ago. Now, of course, people that listen to this show know that you can go to bitinstant.com anywhere and get bitcoins that way, and it makes it really easy. But the Bitcoin ATM is a way to get bitcoins in real life by depositing cash into a machine, and it gives you bitcoins into your, whatever your account is that you have. And you were telling us a little bit about Bitcoin and kind of the history of it, because I had asked you, what do you think of this phenomenon? Is this something that's meaningful to you? Is it going to be success. Where did you want to go with that answer?
Well, I think that's a remarkable technology. It really does have a possibility. It's more of a possibility at this stage. It's still relatively young of mm-hmm. providing more anonymity, not true anonymity, but more anonymity than we often have, especially with credit cards, and a way to bypass some of the current banking system. If it becomes really popular, then my prediction is that you're going to see the federal government take action against it. They took action against eGold. They took eGold no longer exists thanks to federal criminal indictments. They took action against an eGold processor, Gold Age, I think it was, that was based just down the road in New York State. And so you're going to see them take action. Maybe it's rear guard action. Maybe it's in the long run it's not going to work. But they're not going to go down fighting.
Now, wasn't there? There's a Forbes article that said something to the effect that the U.S. government coming out against Bitcoin would be disastrous. Is that something? Did you get to see this article?
I didn't see the article. Okay. Without reading it, I can't say it's wrong, but it sounds wrong. It's in the long run. That's why I said the short term versus the long run. In the short term, they can make life really miserable for people who want to use Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. Because your money, you get paid in U.S. dollars. Well, how are you going to switch that from U.S. dollars in your bank account into Bitcoins? Well, anyone offering that service might be in helping money laundering. That's what they got eGold on. Mm-hmm. And so they can make it really difficult to do that. These Bitcoin ATMs, they're physically, if it's in a store, guess what? That store is going to get in trouble, so they're not going to offer it.
They can definitely cut off the tentacles, I guess, if you will, or the arms, right. But the one thing they can't do is shut down Bitcoin because of its decentralized nature.
It's decentralized in a way that eGold was not. It's right. International.
There's no office they can go to arrest people.
In the long run, I think they lose, but in the short term, they can have a lot of short-term victories.
Declan McCullough, people can go and follow you and your articles over at news.com, and I really appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live tonight.
Well, thanks. It's been
thanks
a lot
for
of
joining
fun.
Us. Maybe we'll see you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I don't recall ever seeing you at that Free State Project.
I haven't been. I would like to go.
It is a lot of fun. Look forward to maybe seeing you there. And again, thanks again. News.com's Declan McCullough. Go check out his Bitcoin article. It's all about the Bitcoin ATM. We were talking about it tonight, and you can actually see a picture of it right there over at news.com. Now, jumping into his seat to wrap out the show with us here.
Hello!
Wow, you do not need any mic technique lessons at all.
And how are you?
Vermin Supreme joining us.
See ya.
In the studio. Good evening.
It's good to be here in the studio.
You know, I'm excited to have you on. We had you on via the telephone during
it's
the
very
presidential
true. We
season.
We did talk on the telephone.
Or actually, I guess it was after the presidential season because you were just too busy.
It was post-presidential election wrap-up, yes, indeed.
You've got a lot of people banging down your door to get you on their shows.
Jiminy Cricket, let me tell you. The media frenzy was shark-like.
It's brutal.
And, you know, Vermin, you
felt like
actually,
a chunk of meat.
You're getting ready
being
for...
torn apart.
For your
I promise.
You're getting ready for your presidential, win in 2016 because you actually yes. traveled back in time from 2018, is that correct?
2024.
And
I was successful to the point where I was able to go back in time and alter the course of history.
How's that?
Well, I was going to kill him, but... I hate to admit defeat, and I did not defeat because I considered it a moral victory, but at least I was able to break the bastard's arm. Take that, Napoleon Bonaparte!
Now, this was...
changed the whole time-space continuum! And when I came back, it was back here... And I wasn't president no more.
That needs to be
true story.
Now, this was after you were able to kill baby Hitler. Is that correct?
Well, perhaps not in this time-space continuum.
Uh-huh.
The efforts continue.
I see. So you had then gone, eliminated baby Hitler, and then going back and breaking Napoleon's arm.
Well, I broke Napoleon's arm first.
Right. Oh, that was first. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
No, come on, Mark. Get it straight.
I'm working on
Hitler still, Hitler still lives in this particular universe.
I gotcha.
All right.
Okay.
No, let me talk.
Let's not be confused. Let's not confuse the people, please.
Vermin, let's
we
talk about your
movie.
We
do not want any confusion to occur.
Can we talk about your movie?
Which movie is that?
The movie?
Vote
Jesus.
Ah, that movie. But that's the last movie. I mean, we have the new movie.
You have a new
out.
Movie.
Well, it's a brand new movie.
Tell me about that.
Oh, we had a Kickstarter and everything. Oh, yes. No, it's called Who is Vermin Supreme?
Ah.
And we were at the Chicago NATO summits earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was ranting and railing and raving and, you know, spacing myself in between the popo and the protesters and trying to keep it all chill and happy and stuff.
Right.
And just sort of noticed after a while that there was somebody filming me. And I knew that they were like either some sort of a federal agent or something else. And when I asked him, it was this dude named Steve. And he wanted to know if I'd be interested in having a documentary made about me, Vermin Supreme. And I'm like, yeah, sure,
okay.
Whatever. Seemed like a nice kid. And, you know, we have the camera stuff. So he seemed eminently qualified. And,
fantastic.
And we had a Kickstarter, and the Kickstarter kicked down. And,
and it was successful?
Successful.
Now, most people would recognize you as the presidential candidate who was wearing the rubber boot on their head.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And were you born with the name Vermin?
Yes.
Yeah. So you are the supreme among vermin.
Absolutely correct, sir. Yes.
Right. Because all politicians are vermin.
And I am the Vermin Supreme.
Can you give us the short elevator pitch? Because we are short on time for our show tonight.
All politicians are vermin. I am the Vermin Supreme, and that is why I'm the qualified candidate in this race at this time. Yes, I'm a politician, and I will lie to you, because I have no reason not to. Yes, I will promise you anything your little electoral heart desires, because you are my constituents. You are the informed voting public, and because I have no intention of keeping any promise that I make. So this election year, 2016, vote early, vote often, and remember, a vote for Vermin Supreme is a vote completely thrown away. But let's talk about Vote Jesus. It's a wonderful movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not out yet. You shot this back.
It is ultimately unreleased, and it may never see the day.
This may be
day.
One of the only
this
times.
Is, yes, it's a,
at
it's
the
a
New
fully
Hampshire
pirate
Liberty
experience. I've been showing it around here and there, but it's on the hush hush. We can't let anybody know because it hasn't been cleared, and you know we don't want to get sued, or at least I don't want the producer to get sued. He spent so much money making this film. The production values were so amazing, and
it's a great film.
It's a great film.
Yeah, Mark went all the way out to Manchester to see it a week ago, I guess.
And it kicked in from the years 2004 to 2009. We attended all these right-wing fundamentalist events from the Liberty University down in Tennessee. Let's give it up for Liberty University.
I'm sorry,
Falwell. And we attended a creation conference at the Liberty University in Tennessee there. And so that was a lot of fun. And
I think they're kind of confused about the whole Liberty
thing,
in my opinion.
They do have Liberty in their name, that's for darn sure.
But you were playing a character.
My doppelganger, if you will, yes.
Tell me about him. What's his name?
His name was Ken Stevenson. And he is essentially myself through the right-wing looking glass. And... you know, I cleaned up sort of okay, and we had the suit and no boot.
And a hat,
we trimmed up a little bit here. And, we went to this, the Philadelphia Spectrum Center. There was this abstinence rally, and they filled it up with all these horny teens, and they were cranking all this awesome Jesus music. They had the Jesus hip-hop. They had the Jesus jam band. They had the Jesus reggae band. They had every genre of music, and they had, like, inserted Jesus into it. It was a very beautiful thing. And then the Marines were, spoiler alert. I'm not going to go there because that's a very exciting moment. And, but then we went to Billy Graham's Last Crusade, and we met
and
a lot of beautiful people. Spent a couple of days with the Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Oh, Jiminy Cricket.
So you were
so nice.
Playing a character.
Again, they're like your relatives that you don't want to get them talking. You know?
That's what you did,
Thanksgiving,
though. That's what you did.
You don't want to get them talking on Thanksgiving if you have real relatives like this. But yes, during this movie, I became a character that was looking for their votes as an anti-sodomite candidate. And
you
I
got
was the
them
only,
to reveal themselves,
yes,
right, for what they really believe.
I called them on that. You know, I went to the Valley of Voter Summit down in D.C. where, you know, all these Republicans are kowtowing to the religious right.
I'm excited to see it. It's going to be premiering here in minutes at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Vermin Supreme, always great having you on. I know we're going to have you on again because you're running for president again.
Okay.
So inevitably,
thank you, Mike.
Hopefully we can get you on before the election to really pump you up.
Oh,
thank you.
We're going to take it. All right.
That's the way Vermin Supreme likes it. All
free ponies for all Americans.
See you tomorrow night.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.